The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Happy Friday, FUBAR listeners. If you do not know what you're listening to, I don't know who you are. This is The Dating Show. My name is Cece, and this is the gorgeous as ever. Go on, Pete, you can say your own name.
I'm Pete. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm good. I'm good. I'm fucking fabulous. But I am fucking fabulous today. So there we go.
Do you know what, Cece? You look fucking fabulous.
Thanks, Pete.
Have you missed me since last week?
Always. I think about all the subjects I want to talk to you about. And we have to cover it in an hour. And I'm like, I've just got so much to say.
Do you feel like we should do this every day?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you?
Every single day.
What you don't know, listeners, is that me and Cece do this every day. It just so happens that on a Friday, it gets recorded. Yeah, this is basically just our kind of daily catch up because our lives are so fucking exciting.
Has been exciting, hasn't it? This week, I hear. I've seen you in the press.
Mystery brunette.
You got a new girlfriend, haven't you?
No, I went to an event and my manager, new manager, was there, who's a very pretty young girl.
Ah, so people automatically assumed pretty young girl must be Pete's girlfriend.
And do you know why that is? Which ties in perfectly with today's subject. It's because of my reputation.
Boom. I mean, if
that was a seamless segue. Nice. So, yes, so today's topic is changing your reputation, which obviously I need help with. So we've got someone who has changed their reputation, someone I know very well, Mr. Mario Falcone, ex-villain, love rat, whatever else, to now loving husband and father.
I like that. I mean... Well, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about that.
We will talk about that. As you may know from last week's show, we are now sponsored by Happn. Yes. Happn was created to bring you real-life online dating, helping you to find people you've crossed paths with. You can download the app on your mobile from the App Store and all that sort of stuff. So I suggest you do it. Cece's done it, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. I've been using that all weekend.
She's been using it all weekend. So she is busy this week.
Pro, absolute pro.
And like I said, our topic is changing your reputation. We've got Mario Falcone on. We've also got the Did It Happen game and listeners' questions and advice. But before we do that...
Here we go. I can hear the sound. It's like you actually get a book out and you actually pop that down, all the things that I'm going to learn today.
Give me an introduction, Cece.
So, guys, if you don't know what we do every week... Pete has a wonderful way with words, and I'm uneducated. So Pete informs me of a new word each week. It's called the sext book. If that doesn't give you an indication of what it's about, then Pete, reveal. What is the sext book this week?
It's generally new terms and things that you can use in everyday life relating to sex, dating, and all of the above.
There we go.
So this Teach week's me. Word is a... Master weight.
That's it. Master weight.
Master weight.
Right, let's think about this. So.
Cece, tell me what a master weight is.
Is it to do with when someone's on top of you and they're quite heavy and they're weighty? So, God, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? No. No, might have to cut that one out.
Before you dig yourself in any further, it's not to do with getting banged by a fat person, no. But thank you. It's weight spelt W-A-I-T. So a master weight is, it rhymes with what?
Mate.
Master weight rhymes with what?
Mate.
Masturbate. You can call it a masturbate then. Masturbate. Would that make it easier?
No, because I get what you're saying now. So hang on. Go on, explain.
Let's call it masturbate.
Masturbate.
So it's basically for anyone who has rubbish Wi-Fi. So it's when you're waiting for porn to buffer in the middle of masturbating. So you know when you're knocking one out and then suddenly it does that whole buffering thing because your Wi-Fi's shit and you have to hold the, you have to hold it for a minute thinking, come on, come on, come on, come on. There we go, carry on. Oh, fuck, I've got to wait a minute. Come on, come on, come on. Fuck, there we go. That's basically a masturbate. I hope you enjoyed my impression, everyone.
It's like watching the horses when someone...
As if I thought,
wow.
As if I thought I can be less dignified. I've just done
you
the action to a masterway. I've topped it.
You have so, topped it this week.
So that's why you should always get good Wi-Fi. It's really important, especially if you're single, but not just if you're single, even if you're in a relationship. We all like to enjoy ourselves sometimes.
What about for the people that can't watch porn?
Well, then masturbating is not a problem, is it? Oh, are you talking about you?
I'm talking about myself.
Sorry, and if you don't know and you haven't listened to previous episodes, Cece's banned from porn through overuse.
So
her internet provider has actually banned it because she was clicking on some weird shit.
Oh.
So she can't watch porn. So you don't have a problem with masturbate because you just have to go through flashbacks of previous.
I just have to visualize all my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, exactly. Which, judging by your face, isn't that much fun.
Righty ho! Should we move on to dating news? Because this just cracks me up and takes the attention away from the fact that I can't watch porn anymore. So, weird and wonderful dating news. Every week we have some amazing stories. I'm going to go with the first one today. So, a woman shares 5-year-long revenge plan on ex-boyfriend, but people are divided. So a woman named Christina took to TikTok to share her interesting tactic for revenge on her ex-boyfriend. Christina revealed that since breaking up with her ex in 2016, she has been getting revenge on him by secretly signing him up for various email subscription lists. And she doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. She said, if I'm at an airport and I need an email to use their Wi-Fi, I give them his. If I want to read an article but need an email, I send them his. Oh my God. She also signs up for any future events that are happening when asked by different companies, as well as all the topics of interest. He has no idea she's the one behind the email scams. Do you know how much that would piss me off?
Yeah, that would do my head in.
That is pretty... On a Monday morning, I go through my emails and it aggravates me when I see something in there that should be there. So to get that continuously for 5 years and not know how, maybe I'm getting revenge. What's it called? Revenge emails. Maybe that's what's happening to me.
Well, and that's why you can't access porn, because one of...
That was revenge. They blocked me from porn.
They blocked you from porn because they thought, listen,
they knew.
If I can't have a go, then she's not going to sort herself out.
There we go.
What a nightmare.
Well, we've just solved my problem though, haven't we? We know what it is now.
Could you, sorry to distract from the story, but could you please take the spoon out of your cup because that really annoys me?
Oh, does it?
What? Oh, lovely.
You feel better now?
I feel so much better. Is that a coffee?
Now the tea bag's in there. No, this is...
You take the tea bag out first. How long are you letting that tea bag settle?
Because it's one of those, it's
a fruity one. Oh,
fruity.
Of course it's a herbal tea.
Of course it is, with fresh ginger. Do you want to see my lineup today? So I've got tea, I've got Barocca, I've got coffee, and I've got a bottle of water.
Wow,
She's
going
for hydrated.
You are hydrating this week. So, well, thank you. Once again, you're listening to The Dating Show, and we've just discussed Cece and her teabagging. We're getting that clipped up.
Wicked.
Cece loves a teabag. So, the next weird and wonderful dating news, and you know that's getting clipped up as well, and I'm so happy with that.
You're like, yes!
The next weird and wonderful dating news, this one is, I don't even, sorry, you're still thinking about teabagging?
I'm still thinking about teabagging, it's been such a long time, go on.
So, man slammed for sending the world's worst breakup text with a plot twist ending.
Oh God, go on.
So a woman shared a lengthy message she received from her partner pointing out all the things he loved about her before informing her the relationship was over. Would you like to hear the message?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes, Cece. Now imagine your boyfriend sends you this.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Go.
I fell in love with you. I don't know how to explain it, but I did. And I just think you're an amazing person with a great personality, and I just love your laugh. It's so adorable and cute. I love your brown eyes. In the sun, they get a little lighter and they sparkle a little bit. Your smile makes me feel like I'm floating. You have the cutest nose, and my most favorite thing about you is your personality. I memorized your Starbucks order and your other order. You're 5'7¼". You love to annoy me, but I secretly love it. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, is that
Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
He then went on to say, I can't date you because you're not my type. Now.
Who the guy? That is so awful.
I mean, she must have been grinning from ear to ear at that first message.
Listen, I'm not going to lie, because I really visualised it then. Like, my heart was going, God, this is so bloody lovely and warming.
It was super warming, and she sounds like a fabulous person, but she's not his type. So, you know, what can you do?
What an arsehole. You know, we were talking about karma the other week. I feel like that might be a little bit of a karma. He's going to receive some for that.
Is that him being an arsehole, or is that him thinking, actually, I'm doing this gently? Do you know what I mean? Saying all the wonderful things about you, like, how fucking amazing are you? You're the bollocks, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, you're just not my type. Or is it him just going, yeah, but fuck you?
Okay, so then there needs to be a workshop or a course on how to break up with someone. Because if that's your idea of breaking up, thinking you're doing it gently by doing the whole, I'll give you a couple of compliments first, you're setting someone up for massive failure there. Massive.
Firstly, it was over text, and I don't think you should break up with people over text. But my favourite part of this is that I fell in love with you. So he fell in love with her, but then realised, you're not my type. He fell in love with her, right? He doesn't know how to explain it, all right? But he just did. I just fell in love with her. I just couldn't help myself. I fell in love with her. Unfortunately, though, she's not my type, so we're going to have to call it quits.
I would share that. I think I'd probably share that too. I'm not about shaming people, even though I talk about my ex-boyfriends every week. I would share that.
Well, she did. And people flooded the comments to express their disbelief over how anyone could have possibly thought the message was a good idea.
Do you know, I wish every week that when we have these stories, we give our really strong opinions on them. And then we have them on as guests. And then Wouldn't we can interrogate great? Them. Yeah, it would be brilliant.
But I don't want the people that it's happened to be the guest. I want the people that have done the wrongdoing to be the guest. So that we can understand the thought process behind. I would love to say to this guy, in what planet did you think, fuck me, this is how I'm going to break up with someone. This will go down a tree and she'll think, oh, do you know what? He ain't that bad.
What we should do? After every session on Friday, we should have a part two. And part two is listeners, if you still want to stay and hear us abuse somebody, we get all the people that have wronged their partners on and just abuse and insult them.
I do feel like that will probably get more listeners than the actual show.
Same here. I'm probably both of them aspired.
Because, yeah, and it will probably be one time it'll happen. because PC, who, that is us, namaste, PC are the duo that everyone is scared of.
I feel so powerful suddenly.
Okay, listen,
the pee on your top and your hat, that's how I feel today. Powerful.
We need you to get a C.
Oh, yeah, but you...
I'm going to... And then we will be PC.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get you a this. C. And then okay. Do you know what, Cece? You are a powerful human being.
Do you know what you said?
Powerful! Powerful! Do it for me.
Well, like that. Powerful.
Yeah, you are. And together we are powerful.
So good, suddenly. I feel like I'm sitting up tall. We're going today.
Yes, encouragement.
Do you know what you said last week when we came off the show? You said, should we just stop sucking each other off? And I feel you were bang on, but we've got worse. And we're going to get worse every fucking week.
But listen, everyone, you are listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR, sponsored by Happn. Thank you for listening to Cece and I suck each other off every week. We absolutely love it. And if you have just tuned in, Sorry.
Apologies. We'll get onto our topic. How about that?
So, I think we should.
Topic this week. I feel like it's very, I was going to say relevant to you.
But I knew you were going there.
I know, but I'm going to expand as well. But let's talk. So our topic this week is reputations. So Pete has been... He has a reputation, let's just put it out there, for being a bit of a playboy. Is that a nice way of saying it? A player?
It's a nice way of saying he's got a reputation for being a complete and utter prick.
So, okay, those were your words, not mine. So how do you feel, honestly, about when you meet someone and they automatically, they've got a preconception of who you are, they think they know who you are, and don't give you a chance? How does that make you feel?
In all honesty, if I'm being completely serious, a lot of the reason I probably have that reputation is probably justified. I've not been an angel my whole life, and I have treated people terribly, and I regret that. And you know, but you kind of live and learn. But a lot of that is my own doing, so you know, I can't complain too much about what people think of me. But it is quite annoying if you are, you know, I'm still single, I'm 32, I'm still single. And if you are trying to date people, being in the public eye, having a reputation like that, instantly, I think people see you as a bit of a joke and not a serious thing. Mm-hmm. Which isn't much fun, because you feel like you're on the back foot from the start, where you have to prove and you have to justify yourself. And you should never have to justify yourself to anyone.
My question is, are you ready to change that?
I don't think I've ever wanted that reputation, and I don't think it's about being ready to change it. I genuinely believe that, unfortunately, I've not met the right person, and automatically meeting the right person will change you anyway, because you want to change for that person. Does that make sense? I don't think I'm anywhere near as bad as what I've been made out to be. Anywhere near as bad. You know, even like you said earlier on, I went to something last week and there was a girl there that I was spending time with, and suddenly it's a mystery woman. I think I told you before, my mum's been my mystery woman. I can't stand...
Oh my God, really?
I've been asked in an interview recently about me and you.
Wow.
Because we do this show together and we get on so well. So surely something's happened.
Yeah.
Why surely?
Yeah, yeah.
Why surely something's happened? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like I can't be around a woman without someone thinking that I've done something naughty. Mm-hmm. Just because I do have that reputation, which is sad, but it is what it is.
But so that surely there's ways. So you're, because you said something earlier about when you meet someone and you're going to want to change for them. Why would you change for them, but not for? Why is it not coming from you? Because you want to change.
Because I'm single, so I don't think, especially now, years ago, I was a bit of a donut when it comes to, you know, girls. But these days, listen, I'm single and I'm very honest about what I do and how I do it and whatever else. And I think as long as you're being honest, then that's fine. You know, I'm single and I have fun and whatever else, and that's okay. I don't see that as a bad thing.
I'm going to stop you there. When you said be honest, so let's talk a little bit about that, because... being honest at the start is not always right. You go into a relationship, you meet a girl, okay? And then you're on your first date and say, listen, this is not going to be anything serious. I'm just not there in my life, whatever it is. It's casual. The girl goes, yeah. In her head, she's going, I can change him. Yeah, me too. I don't want anything casual. 4 months down the line, you haven't had a check-in and you haven't had another discussion. Where does that leave you both if you're doing couplesy things?
Well, it depends. It depends on where your head's at and where her head's at. For me, I could be seeing someone for 4 months and it still be casual, because that's where I'm at. If someone then asks me 4 months in, well, hold on, is this still casual? The answer for me, if it is that way for me, is yeah. Like, I will still say the same thing. But if someone had, I mean, it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? Because
yes.
Because I don't believe all this. Well, girls think differently and they all think fucking this, that and the other, because I'm sure blokes do it as well. But it's not always the responsibility of someone who has said where they're at in their life to constantly tell someone where they're at. If I literally every week was seeing someone and then constantly said, you know this is going nowhere,
yeah,
it's not exactly the nicest thing to do, is it? If that person then believes it's going to go somewhere, then you've got to ask the question. And if someone asks me the question and says, hold on, we're spending a lot more time together, is this going somewhere? I will give the answer that is the truth, which is, well, maybe it is actually, in which case I'm changing the way my life is anyway, or no, I'm still seeing it the same way that I saw it at the beginning.
Mm.
And I know that sounds a really wankerish thing to say, but
it doesn't. I get it. I guess coming from, I've been on both sides. So I've been on the side where I've turned it to a relationship and gone, I know exactly what this is. And then also been told, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship. And in my head, I've gone, well, why the fuck are we on a date then? If you're not in it for a relationship, why am I even here? But that's also...
But that's another point, is that everyone sees, and this is become my life motto, is that we're all so worried about the destination, you don't enjoy the journey. Now, going on a date with someone, you don't have to think, well, hold on, if I'm going on this date, this has got to turn into a relationship and marriage. Why can't you just enjoy being around someone? Because you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You never know. So people that say to me, well, why are you dating then if you're not looking for anything? I'm not looking for anything, but if I find it, then I find it and I can't wait to find it. But if I don't go on dates and if I don't spend time with people, I ain't ever going to find it. Because you ain't going to meet someone straight away. I don't believe in love at first sight. We've had that thing. I'm not going to meet someone suddenly think that's the person I'm going to marry. Mm-hmm. You have to spend time with people and you have to be around people. And also, I enjoy dating. I don't know who doesn't enjoy dating. So just because I might not be in a position, or I might say to someone, listen, don't think this is going to go any further, it's down to them then to say to me, well, then I'm out of this because I'm looking for marriage.
Mm.
Fair play.
Well, that's maybe the difference, is if you're turning up, say, for instance, you turn up on a date and say, I'm not looking for anything serious, but actually you are open to it. There's mixed signals. And like I said, I've been, you know, turn up on a date and someone said, this isn't going to be anything more than casual. I think, well, so what are we doing then? Because are you not even open to this going into something else? Because if you're open to it, I'll stay. But if you're telling me outright, I'm going to block you and block my own emotions and my feelings, then I think, well, then you're not the kind of guy I want to be around, even as a friend.
100%. I completely agree with that. But if you enjoy being around someone, why wouldn't you want to be around them? Why has it always got to be, it's got to go somewhere, it's got to do this? Because everyone tells you it's got to do that. Everyone tells you that's where you want to be. Everyone tells you that you've got to, if you date someone for a certain amount of time, well, surely by this time you're together, or surely by this time you should be doing this, or surely by this time you should be doing that. If you're just fucking enjoying being around each other, what is wrong with that?
And I agree with you. I only because I am female and I know what it's like. You know, when women have sex, we release a different hormone than guys do. You know, it's science. So we tend to fall quicker because of that simple reason.
Mm.
So if it comes down to knowing yourself, you know, if I know I'm an emotional person, I know if I'm just going to sleep with someone, I'm probably going to start to like them. So I just won't do it. It's as simple as that. If you don't know that about yourself, then you're going to keep sleeping with these guys again. Oh, they're just all fuck boys because they haven't committed to you. But then be honest about who you are.
Yeah, 100%. And listen, I know a lot of people lead people on, and I've been accused of that in the past, and I probably have done, but not purposely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever done it, kissed anyone that you didn't really want to, like a pity kiss or anything like that. Where you weren't interested, but you maybe gave someone the impression they did, and... I don't know if you've ever done that, CC, or is it just me?
Yeah, pretty recently, yeah.
So it's not just blokes then.
Okay, I'm going to take this off me now. I'm going to talk about reputations in a different way though. So I have a reputation of being, because of the show that I work on, well, I did before I started doing FUBAR, that I'm a really nice, sweet girl next door. And then it all changed when I met you. But no, I had this impression. And then when I was in an argument once with a boyfriend, which I've told you this already, he once said to me, where's the girl from TV? Mm. And I thought, because you're basing it off my reputation.
Yeah.
But, you know, what kind of person have you got to be if you think that the person on TV is who they are all the time? Like when people judge you and say, oh, he just must be a player, because I'm going only off the TV version, which is TV, it's amped up, it's not, you know, real.
But also for me, I think people that judge people on reputations and not on how they treat you are the sort of person that I don't want to be around anyway.
100%.
You know, it's about how someone, and listen, I have got a bad reputation for that sort of stuff, but there's also...
I'm just laughing at you stitching me up a minute ago.
There's also qualities that people wouldn't know that I have, because no one talks about that sort of stuff. And listen, I don't think by any stretch of the imagination I'm not a fucking wonderful person, but I do think there's elements to me that people don't know about that are nice qualities that aren't part of my reputation. No one talks
about
it.
Absolutely. You prove that every week on here. Absolutely.
And it would be the same for you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you have that reputation as being, you know, really kind of well-to-do, like quite, I would say quite drier in a way.
But hearing this stuff. Go on,
on TV, like you come across as a wonderful person, but not, I would never have imagined I would get on with you the way that I get on with you, just based on the fact that I would have thought we're completely different people, and I bet she'd fucking hate the way I am. Yeah. That's what I would think based on the reputation that I had before I met you and spent time with you. Now, I can't imagine my life without you. And that's because your reputation is very different to who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing, is that if people just judge on the reputation, you don't get to know who the real person is. Mm-hmm. And if you don't spend the time to get to know who the real person is, then what you are is a complete tit.
Anyway. I will say this though, Pete, I have, so the people that, you know, they know we work together now, and anyone that I've spoken to about this has said, I fully judged Pete until I met him, because, you know, obviously people have met you on first dates, and they all say what a lovely, lovely guy you are. So I think that show you've done for a very long time, Towie, has served you, but it has also, it hasn't helped
hindered.
You. Hindered,
no.
Yes.
And I think when you do get a reputation, sometimes it's very hard to convince people, when you're tarnished with a brush or you're tarred with a brush, whatever the saying is, it's very hard to convince people otherwise. And in the end, I think sometimes, especially in the public eye, what you end up doing is just playing up to that and thinking, oh, fuck it, doesn't matter. The people that know me and the people that I care about, they're the ones who I want to know who I am. The people that don't know me, that just want to go based on that, fuck it. If that's what they think, that's what they think. Mm-hmm. So on that note, we're going to invite our guest.
Perfect timing, subject.
A lot of you will know him as one of the OGs from Towie. He made his debut during the third series in 2011 and stayed until the 16th series. He was on the show when I was on the show, and then he returned a little bit, sort of a couple of years ago. He's the brother of Giovanna Fletcher, who is the wife of McFly's Tom Fletcher. He's been engaged to someone on a show before. He is now in a relationship with fiance Becky, and they've had a little boy called Parker. They're set to marry in 2022, and he's
completely—I
know this is an introduction and a half. This one,
yeah.
And he has completely changed his life around to become a loving husband, well, a loving fiance, soon to be husband and father from the Towie's. I'm going to say biggest love rat. Biggest love rat. Yeah, bigger than me. Right, he is the original love rat.
Well,
so let's get Mario on.
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm very well, yourself?
Yeah, we're good. We're going to play a little game with you just to warm you up before we say anything else.
Exactly. Okay. We're just going to tickle your bollocks for a minute, mate, all right?
Sounds good.
These are quick fire questions. So quick, immediate responses. Date night in or date night out?
Date night out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving.
Dream job or dream partner?
Dream partner.
Oh, chat up line or straight to
She's
the point?
She's listening. straight to the point.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Big.
Thank God you said that, mate. I was really worrying for a minute.
I think we know this. Are single or taken?
Taken. I'm joking.
She's still listening.
Mario, listen, how are you, mate? It's been a while. I've missed you. You look fabulous as well.
I've missed you. Literally, I was thinking, as soon as you came up on my screen, I thought, you know what? I really, really missed that face.
Mate, fatherhood is treating you well. Look at you.
I don't know, mate. You can't see the greys, though.
Talk to me about greys. That's why I'm wearing a hat. Are you tired? How is Parker? How is Becky?
They're both good, mate. I've literally locked them in a room upstairs, just because otherwise he would be here stealing the show.
Sounds going
it's
really
a, it's a one-off
well.
Thing, I swear. So it's going really well.
That's one way to deal with fatherhood.
Yeah.
Exactly that. No, it's good. It's just fatherhood. Literally, is just being tired all the time.
Oh my God. How old is your little one? Do you say Parker? Is
that... Parker Jax. He's 3 in November.
Oh, you're the perfect person for this week's topic, which is changing your reputation. Because, I mean, the way I introduced you was Towie's biggest love rat.
Do you know what? It's really funny because obviously the first thing with all the Matt Hancock stuff that came out last week, he took my love rat Daily Mail handle.
Yeah.
The legit love rat Matt Hancock, and I got absolutely buried in my boys' chat just because I had lost my crown to Matt Hancock. I even went back through the archives of Google to try and find every story. So it was like, no boys, there's levels to this game.
So that's pretty much your label, right? How does that...
It was my legacy from Towie, yeah. What a great legacy. You know?
Towie, Hunk, Lothario, Love Rat. What else have you been called in the past? Fuck yeah, we can.
That's the best thing. I read the start bit and it said, there's no censoring. I was like, fuck yeah, here we go.
As if
me and Cece would do a show where we couldn't swear.
Oh, it would just be beep, the whole bloody thing, wouldn't it? So... based on obviously having that, I know you're in a relationship now, but how has that hindered you in getting relationships going forward? And how, you know, how did your partner, your current partner, Becky is her name, right?
Yes.
How did she take you for you and not take on any of that history?
Well, look, everyone has a history. Everyone has a past. I think that's just part and parcel of meeting someone, you know, especially boys. But I'd known Becky for a very long time. So I knew her for 10 years before I got with her. We'd been on a double date with other people. She knew me before the show. And I think when we finally did go out, she'd said no to me a few times before that as well, because of the reputation. And then when we did finally go out, she said it seemed more like I was ready to settle down. Whereas maybe if we'd have gone on a date 2 or 3 years prior to that, it probably wouldn't have...
Timing wouldn't have been right.
So I think that's where we are now, and it's worked out really well, is because she just wouldn't give me a chance before.
So previous to Becky, when you were single, and listen, it's not like you ever struggled for a woman, is it, mate? But
no,
I just said to Cece, when you do have a bit of a reputation, it is quite hard because I think you attract the wrong sort of women for a start. Because I think some people like that bad boy reputation. That's one thing. I do genuinely think that as well. I think some people, if you have got a bit of a bad boy reputation, some women actually like that, and which is weird, but they do. But also, it's hard when you do meet someone who is put off by that reputation, because you feel like you have to justify yourself to them from the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're always having to go above and beyond who you actually are. Mm-hmm. And you're always focusing on that as opposed to being yourself, to try and prove yourself. You're always constantly proving you're not that guy anymore, which is hard. But then at the same time, whilst that is going on and you do have that period where you do attract the wrong girls, if you're not looking for someone to settle down with, you don't particularly give a fuck, because you're like, you know what? We're both in this for the same reason. I want to get laid and you want to get laid by the bad boy. Sweet. But it is then when you meet someone, you think, actually... I actually quite like you, and you're here for the reason, obviously, that you just said, Pete. Then you're like, okay, well, you're off to the wrong start straight away.
You've always openly, despite that reputation, wanted kids. Like, you're a proper family man.
Wanted
to settle down. I remember always. You saying years and years and years ago, you know, I can't wait till I find the right person. I can't wait to get married, and I cannot wait to have kids. That's something you've always wanted. And I'm, believe it or not, like similar. I want to get married and I want to have kids and I want to do all that stuff. So it's not like I don't feel like I'm ready. I've just not met that person that I feel like I want to do that with.
And that's exactly where I was.
But people will say it's a cop-out. People will say to me, that's a cop-out. That's an absolute cop-out. It's absolute rubbish. It's because you're not willing to do this. It's you're not willing to do this. But you're living... But actually, it does come down to sometimes meeting the right person. I enjoy being single, same as what you did.
Yeah, it's exactly that. You have to be the right person, because you're talking about someone... No one goes into a relationship when they want to settle down with the right person with the mindset that you want to get divorced or break up. So that's your whole life you're talking about. That's a massive commitment. Mm. And more importantly, your kids. If you have kids with this person... You need to make sure you're right. It has to be right. It isn't just about having kids with the right person. And when you have kids, you will get tested to a level that you never have in a relationship before. People have this really weird vision that if they have a really bad patch in their relationship, let's have a kid, it will sort it out. No, it will not. It will push you to the point where you want to stab each other. So, you know, you need to meet the right person to do that.
But, I mean, you've kind of changed your reputation massively because you're now seen as like a loving fiancé, soon to be husband. Like, you know, all over Instagram, there's pictures of you and Becky and Parker and like a proper family unit. Mm-hmm. But not like you said, but I think people, when they've got a reputation, that kind of will always follow them. So even despite the fact that you've completely changed to the point that you're now in a really loving, committed relationship, you've got kids, you've got this amazing family set up, people will still kind of, hearing Mario Falcone, they'll probably think, oh yeah, the love rap. Mm. Do you think that will ever leave you?
But do you know what? I don't care if it does, because the people that actually matter to me, the people that know me, the people I actually have in my life every day know the change in me. They're proud of the change in me. They see me as everything you've just said. And that's all that matters to me. And the fact of the matter is, I know that. Mm-hmm. Becky knows that. And Parker has a dad who would do absolutely anything for him and anything for his mummy. So they're the people that matter to me. Everybody else, I couldn't give a fuck what you think. I didn't give a fuck back then when I was a player and I was a lover and I was a dickhead in my 20s. I certainly don't care now when I'm not.
Yeah.
That's you basing me on an opinion that you've created in, you know, in your mind of the past that you can't let go of. So sweet, you crack on.
And you say back then, like you didn't give a shit and all that sort of stuff. Did it ever affect you? You know, the amount of negative stuff that you would see written about you or said to you by people. I mean, because it does, despite the fact, and this is another thing, as a bloke, there's this thing, like if a woman sleeps with a load of guys, they're instantly called a slag or whatever else, but a bloke is seen as a fucking legend. You know, it's a fucking legend, and women or blokes must see that as like, yeah, like that's the bonus, but it's not. It's not good to be called that stuff, even as a bloke. It's not good to be called a player or a love rat or this, that, and the other. And it might be funny. Yeah, well, it might be funny with the boys. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of them because you can kind of go, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the different bird, all that sort of stuff. But actually, when it's just you and you sat there, it's not a great thing because it's highlighting you in a light that is not really who you are as a person.
You're
seen as that one thing. Yeah, does that make sense? And that, despite it might be seen as a bit of a legendary status, is still not a nice thing if people don't know the real you, because you feel like you're putting on a face and a facade and you've got to live up to that. And
I think especially that's on a show like TOWIE as well, where you know better than I do that, you know, you film for such a long time and you know, so many aspects of who you are and your personality and the things that make you who you are and the things that make you a good person get erased from those 2 hours. And then the 45 seconds of what they're trying to obtain is what's shown on TV. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, even though it says at the start of the show, this is set up purely for your entertainment. It's like people that view the show can't read because it's like they just skip past that. Okay, well, no, what I'm seeing in this 45 seconds of this person is exactly who they are. But then at the same time, do you care that you're getting judged by a person who has the inability to?
But then I think that comes with age, time, and a level of
self-worth
and understanding, because I think, you know, a lot of people, and that's why a lot of people that maybe are in the public eye, that are new to the public eye, whatever else, they take it on board. Because they think, and that's the thing. And I think it takes time for you to realize, actually, like you said, it doesn't really matter what Donna in Doncaster thinks of me, because Donna in fucking Doncaster don't know me. So if she thinks I'm a prick, so be it. But actually what it does matter is the people that know me, my friends, the people around me. Yeah. And that's why I don't watch the show. I never watch myself on TV. It's why I listen to my nan. She watches it and she tells me whether I'm right or wrong, because she knows me. So if I've not been highlighted in a way that is particularly great, she will say, well, that's not you, babe. So you need to do something about it.
That's exactly what my mum used to do.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. But it does have an impact on you when you have got a reputation, especially if you are trying to change that reputation. And when you do get to a point, especially in the early days when you probably first got with Becky, people probably thought, well, that's not going to last. It's just going to be another bird, or it's just going to be this, it's just going to be that. Did you find that hard, getting people to understand? Or, well, not getting people to understand, but did you know what I mean?
I never did it for anybody else. I never did it for anybody else.
Yeah.
So with Becky, if you want to think it's not going to work out, it made it even better when it did, because I thought, you know what, more for you. But I never, actively went out to say, you know what, I miss Mario now. I am in love. I'm a dad, all that sort of stuff. It was more, that's just who I became.
What about Becky? Did she find it hard? Because I presumably, and this is like anything, anytime that, you know, I see that they get told, stay away, don't go near him, blah, blah, blah. I presume Becky might have had the same.
I think she would have, but at the same time, Becky's strong-minded.
So she didn't give a shit, so she didn't find that hard.
I mean, the thing is, her friends will have an opinion like everybody else.
Yeah.
From what they've seen, whereas Becky was getting to know me on a more personal level and started to discover who I am away from everything else. And I think that's the thing that made her like me the most, was the fact that actually I was completely different to what she maybe herself had assumed that I was going to be like.
Because she was seeing the real you.
Yeah, exactly that.
I think that's a massive advantage in what you have with her, is that she, you said at the start, she's only for 10 years. So she knows all this shit. So when you were saying that you go on dates and you're kind of proving yourself, you're not being you because you're constantly trying to prove that you're not that person. She knows all that anyway. So she is just accepting you for you, and then you can be you because there's no hiding of the past or having to being on the back foot.
Yeah, exactly that. But I think then when you are proving as well, you're not being yourself, you're giving a version of you to them that you think that they want to hear, which is then you're still at the wrong start anyway, because they're actually not meeting the real you. They're meeting the new perception of you that you're trying to portray.
I think everybody does that at the start of a relationship anyway, regardless if you've got a love rat history name or whatever it is, because you want to turn up as the best version. You know, I never want to be seen as the bunny boiler. I'm so not. So I would, you know, turn up as like fucking perfect on a date and then try and sustain that. But it's, you know, it's true. You turn up as like, you want to be the best version. To be you is, that just comes with self-love and self-worth and learning and your age. And it's a maturity level. I couldn't be myself on a date 10 years ago at all. Go on, sorry, Pete.
One of the things that I think about reputations in general is that a reputation is generally an opinion that people have of you that don't know you. So reputations, despite whether they be good or whether they be bad, whatever your reputation may be, is generally made by people who don't know you. So actually, reputation in the end doesn't mean fuck all. It's Fugazi, yeah, exactly. It's bollocks, it's fake. You know what I mean? See, I'm up on my Italian, mate, don't you worry.
Here we go.
I watched Donnie Brasco the other night, I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's all bollocks. It's all absolute bollocks. So actually, it doesn't matter what your reputation is. And I think a lot of people do worry about a reputation and worry too much about what other people are thinking. And like you said, none of that actually really matters. What matters is the people that do know you and the people that you care about and what they think. Because they're the ones that aren't going to judge you on a reputation or what they hear about you. They're going to judge you on how you are with them. And I think that's what a lot of people, that's why I love dogs, because that's what they do. They judge, they live for the moment. But it's true.
It's true.
They don't give a shit what a reputation is. Dogs, and we could learn a lot from dogs and children. They
care. But
that's
also about your kids. That's exactly the same as I feel about Parker.
He doesn't care about any of that.
About anything. Doesn't care what car I drive, about my past, about anything. All he cares about is my time and how I spend that time with him.
Yeah.
And God, that must be rewarding. That must be so amazing. Bloody.
It's the best thing in the world to have actually one person in your life that will know you know wants nothing from you other than love and time.
And that's why we should all be more like kids and animals.
The end.
Well, on that, let's play a game. Let's bring this up again. Mario, we'd love to play a game with you called Did It Happen?
This is a game we play every week called Did It Happen? We are sponsored by Happen. So it's all about some kind of chance, fate, all that sort of stuff. So two stories you've got to think of, two really short stories. One is true, one is a lie, and we have to guess which one's which.
Okay. I went a double date many, many years ago, and that's how I met Becky. She was part of the other double date.
Okay, so the first story is your now fiancé, you met whilst you were on a date years ago, but you were dating someone else and she was with another guy.
Yeah.
So you basically swapped, but that looks in a way.
Okay, fine.
Good one. Thanks, Mario.
It's a new TV show. ITV are interested.
Good. So. I like it. Date swap.
Date swap.
If it's a dating show on TV, I'll probably be doing it. okay, first one. I like that one. Good. Okay.
Story two.
Story two would probably be when I took probably the worst, most numb-minded girl out on a date. And we went to the cinema to see a film. You can tell this is quite a long time ago because obviously I've taken girls out to the cinema for a very long time. we went to see a film, and when we walked in, they gave us the 3D glasses. And then whilst we were watching the film for the first half an hour, she said to me, "Mario, the film was really blurry." And she hadn't put on her glasses.
Right. Okay. Okay. So... And,
Okay, that's true. I really hope that's true.
So first one is basically fake that you're with Becky because you met 10 years ago on a date with different people. Love that. That's a really good one for fake. And the second one is went out with a numbnut who didn't realise that you had to wear glasses in a 3D cinema. I really hope that one's true. Cece, any questions?
So the double date you're on, did your mate sleep with Becky?
Yes.
My question for that one is, did you sleep with the girl you were on a date with?
Come on, Pete.
Okay, yes. Good lad. Okay, and
how long have you known me?
Well, listen, I
probably slept ever on the date.
Oh, change of reputations with Mario Falcone.
Hey, we're talking about the past. We're talking about
exactly the past. my question for number two is, did you see her again?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so my question was going to be...
And I know why.
Yeah. My question was going to be, did you sleep with her? But if you saw her again, then you obviously did. So, okay.
Okay, so truth or lie, then, Cece?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the first one as truth.
I actually think I know the answer to this, and I think the first one is true. I'm pretty sure you've told me that before. So I think the first one is true.
Second one is true.
Oh, nice! On the spot as well.
It was a half truth, a half false. Changed details to throw you off because I knew you'd know that story. But it's not. It wasn't exactly like that. So, and the second story is just too good not to be told.
Yeah, that is.
And something. You know her.
Do I actually?
Yeah, oh, Mario, you.
Yeah, you've got to be after.
Oh, God,
I can't
I
wait
know.
To hear this.
I'll add an extra bit of spice to it. Went to Chimichanga's and she asked if she could order the Fanjitas. I'm joking.
I can't wait to hear who this is. You've got to tell me after this. All right, listen.
Finish it up, wrap it up.
And that's the end, guys. Thank you, bye.
listen, Mario, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. Always good to catch up with you. Hopefully I'm going to see you soon. Say hello to Becky. Say hello to Parker.
I will do.
Thank you, Mario. Thanks for being a good sport and for thinking on the spot.
And well done for changing your reputation, mate.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Means a
That's
lot.
That's it.
You're next, Pete. You're next. Actually, I live my player days precariously for you now.
Listen, has Becky got any mates? Listen, that's what we've got to do. You've got to start setting me up with the women that I'm going to settle down with. I'm getting to that age now, mate. I'm knocking on a bit.
No shit. No shit.
Oh, come on. Let's be nice.
The year is 2040 and... Pete's doing an interview with my son.
Parker, let's talk about reputations.
It was hard being my dad being whoever he was.
Yeah, in 10 years' time, there'd be Parker on fucking Towie getting advice from me. Jeez. All right, back in my day, me and your dad. Anyway, right, good to speak to you, mate. Take care,
good
all the
to
best.
Speak to you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pete, you ready for one of my favourite parts of the show?
Sorry, what was that?
That's new. That's...
You've got to interview it while I do the background.
Okay. Listeners, questions and stories. We give advice because we're not professional.
So yes, this is the list. If you didn't get that from our rendition of, I don't know what that was, but this is the listeners' questions and stories. This week we've got a date and story, and we've also got some advice. As always, we are going to give advice, but we are not experts.
Oh, yeah. That's why I sang it my song.
Oh, sorry. I was busy. Boots, cats, chicken tikkas. So let's start with a story then from Nicola. Nicola, tell us your dating story.
Hiya. So when I was a student, I was dating this guy. It was those times when you'd be like, oh, are you out this weekend? And you'd be like meeting up with all your mates, and we met up again one Saturday. I met his mates and we agreed that we'd all go back to my student house after the night out. One of his mates was a bit weird and only wanted to drink his drink out of a cereal bowl, but you know, who am I to judge? Anyway, I met up with the guy I was actually seeing again a few days later for lunch. He had a weird mark on his neck, which I thought was a love bite. But he insisted it was a bruise from dropping a weight on his neck at the gym the day before. I felt really guilty about asking and said, I'm so sorry, and it must be so painful. I met up with my friend later that day. She said, you'll never guess what happened last night, mate. My housemate took a guy home. He brought his weird mate with him. And he only wanted to drink out of a cereal bowl. So basically, I caught the guy out that I was seeing because of his mate who thought it was really cool to drink out of a cereal bowl.
I mean, these two guys just sound like a bunch of twats, to be fair.
Yeah, Nicola, my first question on this story is why on earth were you with them?
Why didn't she say she met them? So, right, you meet up, I get it. You don't know they're that weird, though, until you get there and he starts drinking out of a cereal bowl. Also, I've had an ex-boyfriend say that to me before, that he dropped a weight on his neck in the gym and it was actually a love bite. So I know this one. What's his name? Maybe it's the same guy and his weird friend.
But surely, I mean, how big was the love bite? Because surely dropping a weight on your neck would cause a bigger bruise than a love bite. How big was her mouth? Or did he get a love bite from a hippo?
That's a good question.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a love bite's normally quite small, isn't it?
Yeah, but obviously it was, this is what I mean, but it wasn't a weight, was it? Like, I mean, it turns out easy you mark. I think the guy I was with as well was, like, reasonably small, and I just thought, oh, of course, he's just picked up a dumbbell and smashed it around his neck. And
oh, did you believe that?
No.
No. So drinking out of a cereal bowl. I mean, what, was it sort of like on the floor, like drinking out of a bowl like a dog?
It just sounds like, you know, when someone's trying to be cool and they're not, so they're like, I got it, I drink out of a cereal bowl.
Because do you know what that makes me? Edgy.
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 Exactly.
What am I? Edgy.
Fucking edgy.
Why am I edgy?
Because you drink out of a cereal bowl.
Yeah, because I'm edgy.
Just because you are edgy.
Just because I'm edgy.
No.
Nicola, listen, you said this was during your student days. I really hope you've moved on to people who drink out of glasses and the correct, is it a utensil? No, it's not a utensil. It's drinking cutlery. Apparatus. Let's go with that.
Is that the right word?
I don't know, but we're going to go with it.
All right, I'll go with it.
But listen, they're the sort of stories that you do when you are a student, where you have to live through these things to know that next time a man comes to your house, or next time you're with a man who goes, I will only drink out of a cereal bowl, you go, not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah, let's hope she's moved on.
Nicola, you best have moved on, because if you are still dating people that are drinking out cereal bowls, then that says a lot more about you than it does him.
Should we go to our advice?
But also, Nicola.
Okay.
Lovely voice.
That was a compliment at the end.
Yes.
Lovely voice.
Lovely voice.
Jesse from London, you need our advice. I love it when people ask us for our opinions.
I know, I just don't understand why. Okay, Jesse, we're going to give you some advice here. Get your advice hat on, Cece. Ready? Put it on. Namaste.
Namaste, I'm ready for it.
Give yourself 2 minutes. Just deep breath. Deep breath and a whistle. Lovely. Deep breath and a whistle. That means that we are ready for advice. Jesse, tell us, what do you need our advice with?
I'm just wondering how many dates a week you think is too many. I'm averaging 2 to 3 a week at the moment, and my flatmates joke that they never see me. I'm new to dating after a breakup about 6 months ago, and I just want to throw myself back into it. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
You know what? If you are single and you enjoy dating and you have options to go on dates, then I think you should date as many people as you possibly can.
And should these dates just stop at the meal, or should they continue into the boudoir?
Well, it depends. It depends on the person. It depends on whether you like the person. But there is nothing wrong with dating. And I think, especially in this day and age, listen, guys, girls, whoever, you should date as much as you want to date. And I think it's good to date. It's good to date. It's good to make meet new people, because, listen, if you are going to find the one and you are going to find whatever, then, listen, sometimes you have to kiss frogs and, you know, don't you, CC? Sometimes you have to kiss frogs and you have to go on dates where, but you have to give everything a chance. And I don't think there should be a rule on how many times you should go on a date, and I don't think there should be a rule on how many dates you should be able to go on. I would perhaps not do two dates in one day. That's a bit much.
Not a bit of you.
It's not a bit of me, babe.
Not a bit of you.
But yeah, listen, date as much as you want to date. If it feels right to date and you don't feel like you're hurting people, then go on date. But you have to be honest about that. And I think that's the thing. So if you are dating people, then they need to know you are dating other people.
But I agree.
I don't think there's a specific rule on how many times or how many dates you should go on in the week. And Jesse, if you're going on a couple of dates a week, then fucking you go, girl. Impressive.
Yeah. I would say the same. One thing, my question is, because I struggle with remembering everyone's stories. So when you're talking on the apps and then you go from apps to meeting in person, I think, fuck, I don't know what your story is, because when you speak to too many people, you do forget.
Well, for me, then that means that you're not that interested in what the person's saying.
Oh, no, I definitely am. But what I do is I don't like to store too much information. So basically, I don't need to know how many brothers and sisters you got.
No, what's your favourite colour? That shit is boring.
Yeah, so I like to actually, I much prefer meeting people in person and hearing them say that, rather than on a text, you know, whatever, dating app. I would prefer to just meet and figure that out on the date. But I do find if I've been on two dates in 1 week, I struggle with remembering what each one does, do, is, and from.
And that's why you probably don't go anywhere. Because I always think, listen, you remember what you want to remember. And if you are not remembering what people are saying to you, it's because you're not as interested as maybe you think you are or want to be. Because I have dated more than one person in a week previously. But I always remember what everyone's saying if I'm interested in what that person's saying. If you start forgetting what people are saying, then it's because you weren't really listening or weren't really that present on the date.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's very easy to do that over text message, forget what people are saying, because I think you're not around them. But when you're actually with the person, if you're forgetting bits about it, it's because you're not connected to what they're saying.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm getting at is the texting, because it's on the date. Most of the people I... forget what I'm going to say. I don't think there's a limit either, but do remember what you're saying on the dates. But
like they say, you've got to be in it to win it. And if you are, if you're enjoying dating and you enjoy dating, then I think go on as many as you possibly humanly can. Because why not?
Now I say to that, and you know what time it is, Pete.
No, don't.
Yes, it is.
Don't.
Yes, it is.
Don't tell me it's time to go, CC. I can't leave you.
I'm sorry, but it happens every week, and I apologise, but it's we've got to give our listeners a break.
Every time I leave you, just a little piece of my heart dies. I was hoping for more than that.
That's what I was trying to. I feel when you speak, I feel it. So it's like I absorb what you say. I actually listen.
Thank you, babe. Do you think we've got to the point now where we feel each other's pain like twins?
Yeah.
I do as well.
100%.
100% do. We're almost becoming one person.
It's just so good.
We finish each other's sentences. Do you know what? Cece and I have now got this thing where if we're out anywhere and there's other people talking, we're together, even on this, sometimes when people say stuff, we now can just look at each other and know what the other one's thinking.
We just know. We just fucking know.
We literally, honestly, we are like two peas in a fabulous tiny little pod.
And on that, guys, thank you every week for tuning in, listening to us waffle on. You can find us at the dating_show.
Yes,
that's where you can find us.
That's exactly where you can find us. It's the home, it's the hub, it's everything to do with the dating show. Thank you again to our sponsor, Happn. You can download Happn on the mobile app store, and I suggest you do it. If you want to be like Jesse and you want to date a couple of times a week and you want to get yourself out there, then get on Happn. So thank you very much for listening once again to everyone. We love you. We are going to leave you because we have things to discuss privately that you can't listen to. However, at some point, what we will do is probably share that on the show. So
every week, oversharing.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Guys, thank you so much. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Toodaloo. Namaste. That was almost in time with the whisper.
Yeah. Honestly. That can be it now. It's a whisper.
We are in sync. Do you know what, Cece? I just love you.
I just love you.
God. We really haven't done well with the not sucking each other off this week.
We sound pathetic.
We are pathetic.
Yeah. But I'm okay with it.
So am I. I'm here for it.
You've been listening to The Dating Show. For more information, go to fubarradio.com.